people often think about how dangerous winter is for people without shelter, and certainly it is, but summer can be just as bad, if not worse. And so when it gets really hot like this, people without shelter are at risk for overexposure to the sun, and, you know, that can lead to heat stroke and dehydration. And for those that are not going to the homeless shelters, you know, there's increased exposure to insects. And for folks who are homeless, who often have already compromised immune systems because of their exposure, this kind of heat can be really challenging. And it's doubly so when it gets like this, where it's not getting much out of the 80s, even at night. So you're not even getting a respite after the sun goes down.
Yeah, and I see in the mornings, people, when I come into work early in the mornings, people sleeping on the cement, and that cement is just as hot at 4 o'clock in the morning as it can be at any other time of the day.
Yeah, that's right. The surfaces like that will really hold heat. So, of course, we operate a day shelter here on the Westtown campus that's averaging now about 300 people a day. And you know, a big part of what we're trying to do there is engage people in services to get out of homelessness. But in weather like this, you know, its primary function is just a cool place to rehydrate and stay out of the sun for a while.
What can normal citizens do maybe to help you guys out as you're dealing with the homeless right now?
Sure. So I, of course, cash is always welcome. But we're in need of bottled water. In fact, Whole Foods is doing a bottled water drive for us, and we stick that bottled water in our big freezer, and then when the day shelter closes in the late afternoon, we provide, you know, frozen bottles of water to folks. Bug spray, sunscreen, those are all big needs during this summer heat.
Have you heard of any cooling stations or other places where the homeless can go to get some relief from the heat?
You know, I have not heard that yet. I know Salvation Army is often a cooling station, and then there are other places, but I'm not aware that they've started the cooling station program for the city yet.
And it seems like I'm seeing a lot more people that normally you wouldn't think of as homeless out on the street. Is it feeling like there's more homeless out there than there usually? I know you're point in contact last January was about the same, but I mean, does it seem like there's more homeless out there right now?
No, not really. The overall numbers are down a little. What we're seeing a lot more of is homeless families with children and homeless youth, both populations that are particularly vulnerable to bad weather like this, and both populations that as a community we maybe don't have the same number of resources that we would have for, say, veterans or some other subpopulation.
Well, and on the plus side, I know the Homeless Alliance has been working really hard to get the chronically homeless, veterans, the elderly off the street, so maybe we've got a few less of those to have to worry about.
That's exactly right. Of those populations, our whole community team of 40 plus agencies is housed over 800, and so the truth of the matter is that as a community, we know what works. It's just it's a question of resources. We could bring our family homeless number down if the resources were available.
So we've got the heat. What else are you guys doing to help maybe kind of deal with this situation right now?
Well, one of the great things about living in Oklahoma City is, our agencies are used to collaborating, especially during weather emergencies, and we treat the summer heat just that same way. So the directors of all seven of our Oklahoma City homeless shelters will be meeting here tomorrow to discuss how we can, as a group, provide more cooling spaces and more water and that sort of thing for unsheltered homeless people, and just continue to work with the whole continuum, the faith community, government agencies, nonprofits, to make sure folks are cared for during this difficult time.
Dan, you mentioned the Whole Foods is doing a bottled water drive, or people just going there and just giving their bottled water to what's going on with that?
Yes, yeah, so they can do that. They can pull little tags where the bottled water is on display, and then when they check out with their regular groceries, they can buy some bottles of water with that little tag, and then Whole Foods delivers the bottles to us. So you're not having to buy them and haul them down here. Whole Foods is just, you know, taking the Michael Cross bought 10 bottles, and then the Whole Foods will bring them down to us.